To what length should a person be able to defend his or her home? That's what the decision in Long Beach is going to be for an 80-year-old man who shot and killed a burglar who was fleeing from his home. From the beginning here, the man returns home.
He was immediately assaulted by two suspects, one male and one female, who were burglarizing his home. The homeowner was struck repeatedly and ultimately thrown to the floor.
Long Beach Police Chief Jim McDonald.
The female continued to strike him while the male suspect walked over to the homeowner's safe, attempting to break into it.
During that and a subsequent beating, his collarbone was broken. So this 80-year-old man is lying on the floor, obviously in pain and scared.
Detectives learned from the homeowner that he had been the victim of three prior burglaries where cash and other personal property had been taken from his home. It was his belief that the people in his home at that time were responsible for the prior crimes as well and might return in the future.
So what would you do? You are beaten. You think they've been there before. You are afraid they may come back at some future time. You have a gun. Do you go get it? He did.
He returned to confront the suspects and fired his gun at them while they were still inside his house. At this time, both the male and female suspects fled the residence with items taken during the burglary. The homeowner followed both suspects as they ran out of the house, at which point he again fired his weapon.
The woman yelled, "I'm pregnant." He ultimately shot and killed her. So what now? California law is pretty specific about not shooting somebody, even in your house, unless you feel that you are in imminent danger. The couple was outside his house, running down an alley, and the woman was shot in the back. Do we prosecute the 80-year-old man who had been burgled before and who had been beaten with bones broken? If you look at strict interpretation of the law, the answer is probably yes. But is it the right thing to do? What would you have done in a similar situation if you were him? If somebody breaks into your home and takes your things, does he or she deserve to be shot? Wow. I'm glad I'm not the district attorney. What makes sense?